time Rebbe Yotzi Halevi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion regarding the story of Esther. How was she permitted to violate the Avera of living with a non-Jew? There's a shaila about the intermarriage betzina. If a Jew lives with a non-Jew, betzina, not for ferhesia. So that's a shaila mishana, whether that's an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan. But the ferhesia, if a girl marries, everybody knows about it. There was a beauty contest, and then she got married, and everybody knows. They watch on television, newspapers, everybody knows that Esther Malka married Ahasuerus. They don't have to be there in the bedroom, but they know that they're living together. This does say Star Hesi, everybody knows. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha that the din is that Yehorik Bal Yavar on Gimel Averis and Abedizare and Shvichas Damim on Gilei Arayis and on Shara Averis only if the Averis is done before Hesi, or if the Averis is violated B'Shas Hashmad, so that has the status of Hesi. So the didn't say anything yet. I really disagree. They say Rav Soloveitchik was when he was in Eretz Yisrael years ago. So you're saying Shiurim on a different kodolim. He said, but he was in Petach Tikva. He started saying the Gemara Zok, and before he said what, one of the Chavri Atel screamed out, "It's a dog, Gemara Fakir." He started to think of it before he opened his eye.
Which one?
I don't know. Which one?
That's your shoe. Somebody must have put it on.
I took something to my neighbor's
car. It's a Purim shoe.
Hi.
Yeah, it's smada. Smada.
Oh, don't erase it.
That's not that whole inside.
He meant to erase it anyway.
He wanted to erase it.
He tapes over it.
So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha. The din is that one is not permitted to violate any aver if it's violated with Rahesia, or if it's B'Shas Hashmad, even if it's done B'Tzina, so the din is Yehorek Bal Yavar on any of it. So the Gemara asked Akasha here, how is Esther permitted, but now the beauty conscious, and then she wins, and then she has to go marry Ahasuerus. How is she permitted to marry Ahasuerus? She should have rather given up her life and violate the Aver. It's an Aver that's violated the Fahasi. So the din should be that Yehorek Bal Yavar. It wasn't a Shas Hashmad because Ahasuerus was just looking for a pretty wife. He wasn't interested in causing anybody to violate any Averis. So there was no religious issue. Shas Hashmad means he wants Lahaver al Adas. It wasn't Mechaver Lahaver al Adas, not Nasatzma. But still, the Aver was violated before Esya. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara has a whole discussion on this Kasha. Gemara has Abai, has a Teretz, and Rava has a Teretz, a Shaila. Gemara has a discussion. So Tosus has a. Tosis asks Akash on top of Tosis in the Rambam. Rishonim asks Akash on top of Gemara. Why does the Gemara only bother about the topic of Esther Farhesi Havoy? The din is Shara Veir is Befarhesi. The din is Zohar Gval Yavar. But what was she doing? She was living with a goy. Isn't that Gili Arayis? Why do you have to ask that it's Farhesi? There are three Averis of it. Zohar Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim. That even Bitzimit the din is that Zohar Gval Yavar. So wasn't this Gili Arayis? Oh, so let's say she was a Pnuya. So is that Gili Arayis or not? When there's an intermarriage, is that called Gili Arayis? So that's the Shaila. Is it Yehorek Bal Yavar or not? So the Ramah in Yerideya, the Siman of Yehorek Bal Yavar, quotes the Ramban and the Mochamis on Sanhedrin, and that's Sugya and Dafayin Dalet, where the Ramban makes the following distinction. It depends what form of intermarriage. Is it a Jewish man living with a non-Jewish woman or a Jewish girl living with a non-Jewish man? If it's a Jewish man living with a non-Jewish woman, that is called Gili Arayis. That's like Boy Aram is Kanoi and Pagim Boy.
It's not the least of the Besmin, it's just Kanoi and Pagim Boy.
And even though, let's say, Boy Lachoisa is also not Mrs. Besmin, it's only Malkus.
Yeah.
And nonetheless, that's Yehorek Bal Yavar, that's called Gilei Arayis, because whenever there's an Isabir with Korei, he said, then it's Gilei Arayis. So here, although in the Chumash, you don't have any pasuk that says that there's Korei, right, if he saw marries an Ochris, but what the Gemara calls is that it's Korei Medivri Kabbalah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Treyasa that there is Korei. The Gemara says that it's a real, the pasuk is megala that is real karis. The chachamim can't be karis mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says in Gitna Loshen, karis mid divrei meiko. There's no such thing as karis mid the rabbanon. Either there's karis or there isn't karis. Bezem Shalmata is not going to give karis just because the Bezem Shalmata decided that we want to make a chumri mid the rabbanon to give karis. Either they decided there is karis or there's not. So the Novi says that abuel aramis there's karis. It means that there's karis mid the rice. There's bona fide karis. So the Ramban says, and there are more passages like this, it depends which direction. If they're threatening a man that they're going to hayid, that they're going to kill him unless he lives with a nochris, that's taka yohard bal yava, that's called gilei arayis. But if it's the reverse, they're threatening a woman, that she's going to lose her life is in danger unless she's going to live with a guy, so that's not called gilei arayis, that's called shara beiris. What's the distinction? So the difference is based on the fact that the children... In one case, the children will be Jewish. The children go after the mother. Children are determined by the mother. So if it's a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, so that the Gemara, the Rambam, says, based on the post, that's Moilit Bein Lavei Dezara. If they'll have children, whether they have children or not is a different thing, but if they would have children, the children would be Goyim. So that's the end of the line for the Klal Yisrael, the Maser of Torah, from Har Sinai, keeps on going. And this man lives with a Nochris that either they're not going to have any children, or if they're going to have children, they're going to be Goyim. So that's called Moilut Bein Lavei Dezara. Kibu al Basar al Nechor, and the pasuk says Yachris Hashem Leishahu Erev Yoyin. So that's where this chorus from Diri Kabbalah that elevates that Issa to the level of Gilei Arayis. But in the reverse case, when the woman is Jewish woman lives with a Nochri, or even if they'll have it's an Issa Derayis, but even if they'll have children, the children will be Jewish, and there will be a Hemshech and Masayir of Yiddishkeit. So that's not called, there's no chorus in the Rikabola, so it's an Issa Lav, so Yisrael Lavim is not called Gilei Arayis. Let's say a Koyim Begrusha, or Yisrael the Mamzeris. They hold up a gun and they tell him that he should live with this Mamzeris, or the Koyim should live with the Grusha, otherwise they're going to shoot him to death. So that's not called Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis doesn't mean all Yisrael Bia. Rabbi Kevega quotes this on Yeridei, Simikuf Nanzayim. Gilei Arayis haste nor if there's an Issa Chorus. Arisa Nisa, but if there's only an Issa Lav, then it's not called Gilei Arayis.
Then it goes to Yosher Abincha. Except the Yosher Abincha will tell you. What if your son married the Shiksa?
Right, the Gemara learns that from Kiyosher Abincha, this distinction, that the child is the status of the child is determined by the mother and not by the father. So if Esther was single, then the Ramah quotes to the name of the Ramban, that's the pshat, that's the answer. That it's an Isuri Bia, but it's not called Gilei Arayis. We have a minig that when a Jewish person marries a non-Jewish maid, so you sit shiva. So the shad is that minig, l'chayre that minig only goes in the one direction. No, if it's a Jewish man lives with a shiksa, marries a shiksa. So that's like shmad. But if it's the reverse, a non-Jewish woman, that's what they call it in Shulchan Aruch. But if it's the reverse, let's say you have a Jewish woman marries a goy, so even if it's an Issa Deraisa, but even if they'll have children, the children will be Jewish. So I don't know if you have the minig in such a case. I think the minig is only in the one direction, not in the other direction. But here Taisus asks a different kasha. Taisus is bothered by Akasha that Esther was not single. That's the big Taisus in the beginning of Ksubis, and the big Taisus in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, commenting on the pasuk, Kasha Avadati Avadati. So what does it mean? That until now, the whole time that she was married with Achashverosh for a couple of years, it was Boinus. She was afraid that they're going to kill her. She's going to say she doesn't want to live with Achashverosh. So that's called, and even though she was married to Mordechai, and she was being Mizana, she was living with, she was an Eshishish Zinsel, she was living with Achashverosh. Nonetheless, she did not become Asura al-Baila Midin Soita, because that's called an Eshishish Shezinsa Boinus. Eshishish Shenensa, Nensa means either someone forced her physically, they raped a woman, or if they threatened to kill her, and the din is that there's no Yohar Gval Yavah, that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha. Either Abai, Rava, whatever the terrorist is, Ingmar explains. But when Esther threw the party, and she went on her own, she went first to the king, and then the Gemara says that she was Mezana with the king, and then they threw the party. So then she went Beretzen, she didn't wait till Achashverosh called her. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so the Gemara says that on that occasion when she went Beretzen, she became Asura al-Bailo. So the Gemara says the whole time, a very strange Gemara Megillah, the whole time, until the party, when she was always being mezana be'oynes, she was living with Achashverosh, and then Haisa Toveles. She went to the mikveh and she would be with her husband Mordechai. She was back and forth between her real husband Mordechai and his boyal Achashverosh. Until she went Beratzen, then she became an Eshes Ish, she's into Beratzen. And from that time on, she said, Kashavarati Avarati, now she's going to be Asura Bailo. So Stama Pela, what do you mean she's going to go Beratzen? How is she permitted to go Beratzen? What about the din of Lysinov? The Gemara holds that she's an Eshes Ish, there was a heter in the beginning to go Mitam Pikoch Nefesh. So what's the heter now? So Shulchan Aruch they quote that's Gdol Aver L'Shmo. That when you say that there's no Yehorik Val Yavor, when do you say that there's no Dinam Pikoch Nefesh that's Mata the Yisigil Arayis, that's only to save a private person. But to save the whole Kal Yisrael, then there is a Heta. Then there is like Aver L'Shmo. So she was permitted the whole time that she went originally. She was afraid she had to save her life. So the Gemara says the heter was that it was Esther Karko Elam Haisam. She wasn't interested in going. She had no brayer, but when she goes on her own, she initiates the Maisa's news. So there's no heter of Esther Karko Elam Haisam. So what was the heter then? So that's what the Achrenim discussed. Amar Gemara never discussed it. The Achrenim say it was mutter because it was for the purpose of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. And nonetheless, she became Asura by law. Why did she become Asura Baila? She said, Kashavarati Avarati, if it's Mutter. You come to ask the Anesha Sish, come to ask Kashayla. Am I permitted to be Mizana with the Nochri? And the Rav says, absolutely. Mutter het the Goma Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah. And then she becomes Asura Baila. How you talking? How can it be? But that's the famous Maharik that they quote in Shulchan Aruch, that when it says in the Torah that Anesha Sish Azinsa becomes Asura Baila, the expression that's used in Parshas Nasa and Parshas Saita is, Umol Amal Bi'isha. It doesn't say Mola Malbashem. It says Mola Malbaisha. So they say if it would have said the Marik, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Marik. If it would have said Mola Malbashem, she did an Avera, then if she's doing Beheta, so there's no Avera. But since it says Mola Malbaisha, so the issue is determined by whether at the time that she's Mizana with Pliny, does she know that this is somebody other than her husband and she's doing it anyway? Or does she not know? Is she mistaken? Does she have amnesia? She doesn't realize that this is not her husband. So here, even though it was Beheta, on the level of religion, religiously speaking, Pidin, it was Mutter, well, right about you, is Mutter, but she knows Lamaisa that she is initiating a Maisa's nus with somebody other than her husband. Thus, says the Mu'al Amal, Beisha. That's what the Marik says, Aloha Lamaisa, about an Ashes Isha Zinsa. She didn't know that there was an Issa. She was absent that day that they taught Lysina. Mm-hmm. When she went to school, she never heard Lysina. She was sick that day, so she never heard. So she Mizana, Bishoygeg. Absolutely b'shoigig. I'm a mutter. She never heard of the Yisra. So maybe that's called b'shoigig. Eishes ish adzinsa b'shoigig is muteres l'baila. So the Marik says, no, what was the b'shoigig? If it was b'shoigig, she thought that this was her husband. He was wearing a mask or something, thought it was the husband. Dosei says, that's called zinsa b'shoigig, that she's muteres l'baila. But if the b'shoigig was, she thought that it was mutter, but she knows that it's not a husband. So the Marik says, what do I care? That she didn't violate the Aver, it's not Mola Mal Bashem. But it doesn't have to be Mola Mal Bashem. As long as Mola Mal Beisha, that's enough to ask the woman Al Bail. So the Mishaelim ask Akasha, what does the Gemara only worry about? Esther Fahes Yahavoi, that Esther was Shara Veris, violated Befahesi, and Shara Veris, Befahesi, the din is that Yehorek Val Yavor. Why didn't Digmar worry about the fact that she was married? She was an Eshes Ish. So she's Mizana with Achashverosh, she's Mamish Eshes Ish Azinso. So why doesn't Digmar worry about Esther Gilei Arayis Haisa Bishleim after she's already married and she wants to save Klal Yisrael, then she's going for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael? So then you say, Gdol Aver L'Shmo, that's Muta. But the original, the first couple of years when she was living with Achashverosh, that was only to save her own skin. So how was there a heter to violate Gilei Arayis? Just for Pikoach Nefesh of a Yochanan, how come the Gemara didn't even ask it? That's Taisa's question. How come the Gemara didn't ask it? So many Rishonim say that this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Dalet, is not working with Agadata. That's an Agadata in Megillah. Maybe it's correct, maybe it's not correct, who knows? And the Gemara here is ignoring the Gemara in Sanhedrin that's talking about the Sugya Yor Vayavar, is not working with Agadata. Maybe it's not accurate, so there's no question. But the Balei HaTais is not going to say like that. Balei HaTais hold that every Agarit is Emes Lamito. What's the difference? God, the Halach, it's all the same thing. So Tosis is bothered with the Kash. So Tosis has the two famous Terutzim, the beginning of Ksubis. They have one they have the two terutzim, and in the end of Sanhedrin, they have it. In Saita, they have the machloikis. The Rabbi Netamim says that when do you say Yehoreg Val Yavra? Only if the Yeshisish is Mizana with the Yisrael. But if the Yeshisish is Mizana with a Nachri, he quotes a Lashon, Bias Nachri ki Bias Behemo. Bias Nachri ki Bias Behemo. Zir Masusim Zir Masam. He quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Zir Masusim Zir Masam. So therefore there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavra. What does that mean? Mitam ze hita Rabbi Netam, based on this shtikoter, the Rabbi Netam of Gepaskin, there was a Maisa Shahoyo during the days of the Crusades, that a Jewish woman was married to a Jewish man, and she had an affair with a Nachri, and then the husband divorced his wife. They have to get divorced, and after they got divorced, then the guy who was Mazana with her decided to be Mizgaya, and the woman wanted to marry the girl later on, so the Shaila was, but the din is Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labal, she permitted to marry this boy. So the Rabbin and Tom said that it's mutter, because some Rishonim said Gershon has got caught in Shana Ladami. That's what some Rishonim said. Gershon has got caught in Shana Ladami, so the whole past history is wiped off. The other Rishonim say that that's not correct, that Gershon has got caught in Shana Ladami does not mean that the whole past is wiped off. The Gemara says if he did an aver before, so he still gets the oynish now. And if he borrowed money from the bank, if he borrowed money from anybody, he still has to pay up. You don't say cut and shenal dami, wipe off the whole past. It's not so. Gemara says, got cut and shenal dami, only means benegat to craven. That whoever he was related to, benachra yuso, if one is misgayer and the other one is not misgayer, then we're not related anymore. You can't have a yid with a goy who are related with each other. And even after the second one is misgayer, so then, but we're not related for a day or two, or for an hour or two. So then the kurva can't be restored back, yesh mayayin, in the middle of nowhere. Since we were not related at the time that one was misgayer and the other one is not, so we don't become related again later on. So most of the Rishonim don't accept that term. The quote of Rabbi Nichil mi Paris gave that reason, that the Rabbi Natam is right, v'lab mi taimei, that the Eshesish Zinsa is permitted to marry the guy with whom she had the affair, because Gershon has got caught in Shana Ladom, so that's why he's no longer called a boil. But the other Rishonim hold that that's not correct. So the Rabbi Natam said muta because he's not the boil, because al pidin biasakim, kibias beima doesn't count, seis nishke maise bia. Where did the Rabbi Natam get such an eye? It's not a maise bia, so the woman never violated loisinov. It's not a maise bia. Where did he get such an eye from? What do you mean? Zir masusim, zir masum. What does the Gemara say? So that's what the other Balei HaTesis disagree with Rabbi Natam. That Gemara that says zir masusim, zir masum is in Yevamos Daf Kuf Amud Beis. The context of the Gemara, I don't know why, but it sticks out in my mind. Dr. Belkin always used to quote that pasuk. Zir masusim. I remember every time he spoke in public, he always used to quote that pasuk. I don't remember why so often. I don't remember the connection. Zir masusim, zir masum. So the other Balei HaTesis say, if you look in the Gemara Yevamos, where the Gemara quotes that pasuk, zir masusim, zir masum, it doesn't say that it's Ein Biyasa. The Gemara says a different thing. That Bayas, you have a name, Aharim Reb Elio Tzvi. I have a name, Tzvi ben Elimelech. Everyone has Pliny ben Pliny. Pliny. The Gemara says, by Goyim, the Vlad is not Mesiachis after the father. Because Zir Masusim is a Muslim, just like by horses, there's no pedigree. You don't say Pliny ben Pliny. The horse has a name, but you don't speak about the Yichus. It's Pliny ben Pliny. We do. Okay, we do. But, I don't know. So the Gemara says, by Nochrim, the Vlad is not Mesiachis after the father. That's what it says in Yevamos Daf Kuf. There's another Gemara in Yevamos that says Faker, it's Astira. That by Goyim there is a Yichus after the father. So Akash and Achrenim discuss it. A serious Kash. So how did the Rabbi Natam derive from this Gemara, from this pasuk, that the Bain is not Mesiachis after the father? That's a Raya. That Biasakum is Lav Shmo Bia. Where do you see? That's what the other Balei HaTesis says. The Gemara never said it. So you see that the Rabbi Natam is making an assumption over here. He has a premise over here. His opinion seems to be, how is the child Mesiachis after parents? How is the child Mesiachis after the mother? She carried him for 9 months. Yeah. There's no question. How is the child Mesiachis after the father? Satipa Zera made the baby. That's it, just by that biological fact. Because he happens to be the Bala Zera. So Rabbi Natam holds no. If there was a Maisa Bia, so the Bia makes the Vlad Mesiachis after the father. So by Nochrim, that the Vlad is not Mesiachis after the father, Eloyav, the reason why is because Bia Sak Malav Shma Bia, that's the Hezber. So even though he did a Maisa Bia, Alpidina doesn't count. Biologically, he did a Maisa Bia, but Alpi Aloch is not considered. That's the Rabbi Natam's understanding of the Gemara. And the other Balei HaTesis disagree. They say no, that Bia sakam ishma bia. I, why the vlad is not mzachas after the father? It's an inyan of yichus. There is no such klal. There is no such premise. I mean, Tom made up a premise over here. The vlad is mzachas after the mother, after the father, is based on the premise that there was a maisa bia. It's nagel ochal maisa when you have artificial insemination. You take the zera from the baal. Let's say a couple is married, and they cannot. She cannot become pregnant through normal tashmish. They want to take the zera from the baal and inseminate the wife. So the question is, the husband is a kohen, or the husband is a levi, and they have a child together. It's his zera. Will the child be a kohen or a levi or not? It's not so poshut. Not so poshut. According to Rabbi Natan, it would appear that the vlad is only misyachas after the father if there was a maisibia. That's not called a maisibia when you do artificial insemination. And the other Balei HaTos disagree with the Rabbi Natan. They say it's not true. Well, who says that there's a connection? There's no relationship. Biyasak mishma biya. Nonetheless, the vlad is not misyachas. When it says zimah susim zimasam, there's no connection between maisa biya and the yichas. The yichas is a biological issue. That's a shaila alach al maisa.
That man diomer that there's no yichas. Does that mean that the yichas doesn't apply to that child and there's no din of bavelus
for the child? Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Exactly. Or let's say the shaila, the woman is an ashes ish, and she has artificial insemination from zera from somebody else. So will of lad be a mamza or not? Will of lad be a mamza? So it's a big machlekes. Rav Moshe was meikel. And there were others of this. Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel died before Rav Moshe was born. Stump, huh? Almost. Rav Yosef Engel died a long time ago, 1910 or something, 1915. Rav Yosef Engel has in his sefer, he thinks that the vlad is a mamza to artificial insemination. Why? He shows from a thesis in Yevamos that in order to declare the vlad a mamza, you don't have to have anybody violate any avera whatsoever. It can be beheta gomer. If this person is the father and this person is the mother, and they couldn't have possibly had Tvisis Kiddushin at the time that the woman became pregnant. So that's the definition of a mamzer, may aimzar. And the Ibn Ezra writes on Chumash, the word mamzer is a combination. Mumzar or may aimzar from a strange mother means that the father and the mother could not, this is my father, this is my mother, they could not possibly have had Tvisis Kiddushin together. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you don't even have to have an aver, even if everything was beheta gomor. No one violated any other. It's still a svar to say that the vlad is a mamzer. So if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Engel's definition, one has to question, maybe the father's nishkin father, maybe if it's artificial insemination, there wasn't a maisidia, maybe the vlad is not misyachas after the father at all. So it's not called the father. That's the mokum lahakal even within Rabbi Yosef Engel's definition. Rabbi Moshe seems to assume that the whole definition is wrong. Moshe is assuming, like the other opinion in Tosis, that the definition of mamzeris is when the vlad was notzar bavere, that someone has violated gili arayis. Rabbi Moshe Tainis, no one violated gili arayis by artificial insemination, so the vlad cannot possibly be a mamzer. But even if one should assume the definition of Rabbi Yosef Engel, the way Tosis, he quotes the Tosis, the end of the first parak in Yevamos, that Tosis holds that the Iker definition, Tosis has both definitions, then they hold the more correct definition is that mamzeris is not a function of a bia bavera at all. It just depends on a father and a mother who couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin with each other. So even if you say like that, there's still a mockum to say that Rabbi Moshe is right, that the vlad is not a mamzer, because if it's artificial insemination, the vlad is simply not misyachas after the father. There is no father al pignit. Whenever there's no father, the vlad will not be a mamzer. So this is the big issue. The shaitas, do we paskin like this Rabbi Natam or not? This Rabbi Natam who holds this big chiddush, that bia sakum is lav shma bia, and that's why the vlad is not misyachas after the father by going, because they be also bia. Shaitas, do we paskin like that? So on the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin like the psak of the Rabbi Natam. Yisraelis and Eshesish, who is mezana with a goy, and then the husband divorces her, and then the goy is mizgayer. So we pass on Allah HaLamayis and Eben Ezer in the Simen of Soita towards the end of Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer that the woman is permitted to marry this Gersh and Isgar. But they don't give the reason why. There are three reasons given by the Paskin. Rabbi Natam says the reason why is because Ein Bi Yosei Biya. So he's not called the Boyal. Rabbi Nechil Mipari says the reason that you said because Gersh and Isgar Kakot and Shanela Domi. And other Balei HaTos is saying Gansen. The Russian Soita quotes in Gansen a different time that other Rishonim say that the only time you say an Eishesish is Inso becomes Asur ala Boyal is only if the woman would have normally been muteris to that man, if not for the fact that she's an Eshesish, and now that she was Mazane, Tzchal Aniser Boyal. If the husband would have divorced her, then she would have been allowed to marry that man. So now, because the husband didn't divorce her and she was Mazane with him, so that's a din and Boyal. But if the husband would divorce the woman today, she wouldn't be allowed to marry this man. It's Tachanochri. You can't marry him anyway. So something like Ein Issa Chal Alisa, not exactly, but something like that. What do you mean? The Torah makes an Issa Leboil. Ben Kovakot, the woman is Asura to that man, is the Chagoy. So Biki HaGavna, that the woman, even if she weren't an Eish Yisir, she would have not been permitted to marry this person, because there's an Issa Mitam Acher. So the Torah never instituted the Issa of Kishem Shasur Alabal, Kachasur Alabal. So if later on the husband divorces her, later on the Goy converts, she would be permitted to marry. So in Shulchan Aruch, they just pass Ken Halacha L'Maaseh like the Rabbeinu Tam, but they don't give the reason why. They don't say whether it's Rabbeinu Tam's reason, or the Rivom's reason, or the Rabbeinu Chaim Paris's reason. So that's a big issue with the Mamzeris case, with the artificial insemination. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it follows that whenever there's artificial insemination, the child is not Mesiachas after the father. Nishken Koyin, Nishken Levi, Nishken Yerusha, Nishken Mamzer, can't be a Mamzer. It has no father. By definition, can't be a Mamzer. That's a shame. Do we accept that Rabbeinu Tam or not? That's a shame. Yeah, that's it. He's in Gansen against all these Rishonim. Yeah. Mechem the Shlame Tshuva, he assumes that the din of Kishem Shasol Abal Kachasol Abol applies even per Anochri. Yeah, that's in Gansen, not like any of the Rishonim here. Gansen world.
The mother was more of a local. She was a Pnuyo, the daughter of Shmuel, right? There was not a question that she was married.
She was a Pnuyo, she lived with a guy? Yeah. The Gemara has all of the takonis of all the takonis the Rabbanon. On the Megillah and everything, we know they're called the Tikra Rabbanon Kain Deraisa Tikra, and everything the Chachamim instituted is always patterned after Dinim Deraisa. So it's interesting. The Gemara starts off the Mesichta and Megillah, that Beis Amar Aleph, it says in the Pasuk that the Chachamim in the generation of Nespurim were Mesakin, the Yom Tovim to be observed, Bizman Ehem. So the Gemara says, Manim Harbi Tikna Chachamim, that there are different days. You have Shushan Purim, for the Yaros HaMakafis Chayma, and then you have Purim. When exactly did the instant, and then you have the Yom HaKnisa. For the Bnei HaKvarim, you have the Yom HaKnisa. So when exactly, which cities are singled out as being different? Ayaros HaMakafis Chayma, which are Makafis Chayma? The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanayim. The Mishnah says, Mimos Yishuv Benun. In days of Yishuv Benun, and the Gemara quotes the Brisa that it depends. Rabbi Shulam and Korcha says, "Karachan am kavas chaim imayisach hashveirish." Imayisach hashveirish. What has got to do with Yishuv Benun? Why should it be Yishuv Benun? So the Gemara works it out with Sutton. Why do we talk at Paschal like the Mishnah Moshe Yishuv Benun? What's the reason? Why do they make such a strange takana? So the Rishonim, the Ran in the back on the Rif, quotes from the Rishonim, a quote from the Yerushalmi, "Kdei lachalek kovod la'eretz Yisrael." What does that mean? So the Ran explains it, that all of Eretz Yisrael was in a state of Churban. At that time, this was in between, during the period of Golas Babel, in between the end of the Bais Rishon and beginning of the Bais Sheni. So nothing was built up in Eretz Yisrael. Everything was in a state of shambles. So if they're going to make a takon, Ayaros HaMakos Chayma, Mimoisach HaShveirish, then it'll be very boilet, very nicker, that nowhere in Eretz Yisrael, hardly anywhere, if at all, will they ever have any Mukav Chayma. So it'll be nicker Ledoiris, that Eretz Yisrael was in the state of Churban. So they wanted to be Chayla Kovel Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they made it that it should be Mimos Yishuv Benun. Ke'ilu Eretz Yisrael was in the state of Binyan. That's how the Ran explains it. You look in the Rambam, it doesn't exactly sound like that. When the Rambam quotes the Dinim and the Arach HaZokeh, the Rambam writes, Ke'ilu, they wanted to make a connection between Eretz Yisrael and the Nes Purim. The Nes Purim occurred in Chutz Laaretz. So they wanted to make a connection between Eretz Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? He doesn't explain. So I thought perhaps what he meant, I don't know if it's Alderach HaDrash or maybe it's Alderach HaPshat. I thought perhaps what he meant was that the whole union of celebrating Nes Purim, the whole union of making a Yontif, is to celebrate the fact that not only does the Klal Yisrael have a Hashgocha Protis, have a Hashgocha Nisis of L'mayla Menateva, not only do we have that Hanhoge in Eretz Yisrael, Mikam Chisol Goy Echad Ba'oretz, the unique nation, Goy Echad, our uniqueness is when we're in Eretz Yisrael, where everything is l'malam and ateva, but even when we're on chutz la'aretz, we also have this uniqueness, we also have this hanhoganesis. So perhaps that's what the Rambam meant to say. They wanted to make a kesher, the Rambam says. He doesn't really quote the Yerushalmi, he quotes k'dei l'chalek kovod la'aretz Yisrael, but then he doesn't seem to interpret it the way the Ran quotes the Rishonim, that it shouldn't be nikir and obvious that Eretz Yisrael in a state of churban, but rather he says they wanted to introduce a connection between Eretz Yisrael and the next point to show that even when we were in Golas Bavel, we still had the Hanhag and Nisus that is usually connected with Eretz Yisrael, as the Chumash is. There's a special Hashgacha Prat, a special Hanhag and Nisus in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, everything is Lamayla Menateva. Everything is the whole of Eretz Yisrael is Lamayla Menateva. You see, the Israeli government now speaks about Ein Tzorich Malanes. They're angry at the people from Merkaz Harav, at Rabbi Rom Shapiro and the others. What do they want? We should follow Zecha Nisim. The Talmud says Ein Tzorich Malanes. The Jewish tradition has it Ein Tzorich Malanes. Yeah. There is a din in the Torah. Sometimes you are absolutely correct. You're not allowed to be samech al nes. Not allowed to follow zechan nes. Who says? What if the Rebbeinu Shlom promises he's going to do a nes? Then you do follow zechan nes. So the marshal in Parsha Soita, the Torah says you give the maim hamorim to the Soita. So if the woman gets sick or she dies on the spot, then it's a biru that she was mezana. And if she survives, then it's a biru gomer that she didn't do anything wrong. This the Torah promises a nes l'doris. That's the only time in the Chumash that Rabbi Nahish points out is the only time that the Torah promises an Es L'Doris, and the Torah says you can follow Zechan and Es Akar. The Rabbi Nishlam promised. So the same is regarding Eretz Yisrael, the Hanhag of Klal Yisrael, the Rabbi Nishlam promised that.
The Tziba says the last pasuk also.
So once I finish the last pasuk from my printed Chumash, bingo! I'm Yetzir ready. So what good is it that the Balkar is going to stay over the last pasuk? Bishleim with the Psukim in the middle of the Megillah that we say. We didn't finish the mitzvah yet, so there's still time to patch up. So if the Balkari would not repeat the pasuk that we said Lehu and Mazara b'Simcha, we'd only be Yotze b'Yevin. And now that the Balkari repeats it again, then he goes weiter. So it comes out we're even Yotze l'chatil. But when it comes to the last pasuk, so the minute that I say the last pasuk from the printed Chumash Balpeh, Fartik, I'm Yotze ready the whole Mikra Megillah. So then, what good is it that the Balkari is going to say it again b'Toch Haksav after you Yotze? After the Yetzer the Mitzvah B'Yevid, even if you read the whole Megillah over from the beginning to the end, you won't patch it up. I was Yetzer ready B'Yevid. That's the marshal I have to say from Abchaim. Let's say I have an Esrig that's kosher B'Yevid, I have another Esrig that's kosher L'Chatchila. So if I bench Esrig, I want to use both. So which one should I use first? The Abchaim says you should use first the one that's kosher L'Chatchila. The one that's really Mehuda. If you're going to first take the one, that's Vadai Kosher B'Di'evet, that's Vadai Kosher, so you were Yotzi already, so you won't even fulfill the Hidah Mitzvah by picking up the second Esrig later on. I was Vadai Yotzi 100% with them. So here also L'Chayre, if I'm the Balkar, we're already holding by the last Pasuk in the Megillah. So I wasn't Yotzi yet, I didn't hear the last Pasuk. The minute that I read the last Pasuk from printed Chumash, so I'm Yotzi already to hold Mikra Megillah B'Di'evet, so it's not going to help that the Balkar is going to lay in it again a second time at Tech Haksav. Tech Kedei Diba should help.
You have a mind not to be Yotzer.
You have a mind not to be Yotzer. That's an Yotzer. Say you have a mind not to be Yotzer.
If you set it yourself,
yeah, most of the Paschim hold that if you do it yourself, you can have Kavanah Shel Alotzeh. There are Rishonim hold that you can't, it doesn't help. If you have Kavanah Shel Alotzeh, you say Yotzer anyway. But the Rav Paschim hold not so. Some are medaktik to wait the last Pasuk, leave out, okay. But some are medaktik to wait till after the Balkari says the last Pasuk. After the Balkari says the last Pasuk, then we'll say after him. So we already were Yotze. Then we're just staying along with him, just to be Mekayim the Minig. But if you say it before, and you don't leave out any words, and you don't have Kavanah Shel Alotzeh, then L'Chayred comes out there, you're Yotze already for the Yevid. So why do you want to be Yotze for the Yevid if you can be Yotze L'Chatchil? Unless you have a Klav. Okay, if you have a Klav, so say the last Pasuk from a Klav. That's the wonderful. That you have the mitzvah of the Shlei Musa.
You're supposed to say from the club the only those words that you might miss hearing.
That was a big, they quote, that was a big machlek is the Chazanish in the Briskerov. They say mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoy, that it's preferable to say the Mikra Megillah yourself. Everybody should say their own Mikra Megillah. Or should you say no? That since the Gemara has that it's a hida to be yetz a Mikra Megillah b'asara b'tzibur, so if everyone is going to mach Shabbos vazich, everybody's going to lay. Let's say you have 10 people laying the Megillah in the same room. So, are they all yaitzeh the mitzvah the hidura of Mikra Megillah Basara? Or do you say no? It's only considered Mikra Megillah Basara if they're all listening to one kriya. So that's what they quote in the name of the Chazanish, that he held that everybody has to listen to one person in order that it should be called Mikra Megillah Basara.
And Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, that's what they say. Rav Elbala had a Rambam who quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that although in other cases you say Trei Koli Loi Mishtami, let's say two people are going to say Kiddush at the same time, so each one has said Kiddush is Yotze. The shot is, what about the people who are trying to listen to them? So the Gemara says Trei Koli Loi Mishtami, it's a problem, it's hard to pay attention when there are two noises at the same time. But let's say the Gemara says by Mikra Megillah, so the Gemara says, since I did the Chaviva Yavida Tayu, since it only comes once a year on Purim, so everybody's going to pay attention, and there's no problem with Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. So the Gemara and the Rambam have a Loshon Afilo Asura, even if there are 10 people who are reading the Megillah at the same time, so there's no problem, and everybody has to hear his own Mikra Megillah, so there's no problem, everybody's going to pay attention. So what did the Gemara use a Loshon, what did the Gemara and the Rambam use a Loshon 10 people? To tell you that if 10 people are saying the Megillah, at the same time they're all Yotze the Mitzvah Mehuderes of having Mikra Megillah Vasara. You don't need, that's what Rav Elbala said, you don't need for Mikra Megillah Basara, Lechatchila, to have Basara, that all nine should be listening to the 10th person. The 10 people should be Yotze with one Kriya. If 10 people read the Megillah, the Basachas, in the same room, even though each one is not paying attention to the other one, it's just the Basachas, so they're all Yotze the Mitzvah Behidura of Mikra Megillah Basara. I don't take responsibility for anything that it says there in the Masorah. I'm not sure. Right, that's the Shaila that Taz has in the beginning of Yeridei, and maybe the Bracha on Shechita, just like the Rabbi Tam says that the Bracha on Erisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's only Birchas Sherech Vahidoh. So the Taz suggests maybe the same is true regarding the Birchas HaShechita. Maybe it's a Bracha on Amatir. Like by Tvila in the Mikveh. When you take them in the Mikveh, so you say a Bracha HaShech HaShem Sassano ala Tvila. The Shad is Tvila a Mitzvah? So one Tana holds Tvila Bizman a Mitzvah. Not only is it a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah to be Tevil in the correct Zman, the earliest available Zman. And the other Tana disagrees, holds Tvila Bizman a Lav Mitzvah. So what does it mean, Tvila Bizman a Lav Mitzvah? It means it's a Mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be Bizman. It means Bechlal, it's not a Mitzvah. So Rashi HaMasech HaShabbos writes on that Gemara, Tvila Bizman a Lav Mitzvah, Bechlal, it's not a Mitzvah. If you want to be Tohar, it's a Matir, that's all. And nonetheless, you do say a Bracha. When a person is Tevil Mikveh, does say a Bracha. So you see that there is a Bracha on a Matir. See, there is a Bracha. You say a bracha when you make an Erev Chatzeres, even though there's no mitzvah, it's a matir. So you see that there is such a thing as a bracha on a matir. It doesn't have to be dafke bracha on a mitzvah.
So Mikra Megillah, if he misses a word, why doesn't he have to say Shabbat? If there's some words missing and the Rav Elbala doesn't read it, it will also be Yotze in Megillah.
No, stop. Stop. You have to say Balpeh.
You have to say, if the Megillah is missing some words, the Chazan has to inject.
Kor and Balpeh, yeah, that's the Lashon and Gemara. Hishmin bo hishmin bo has sefer osias apsukim klon hakori ki meturgim and hametargim. The Balkari says it Balpeh, then it's good. The mir can be said Balpeh, but it has to be said Balpeh. Al hashchita, sheker deshanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu al hashchita. Matya is a machlek, is what they say bracha. Most of the Rishonim hold that you do say bracha. They just argue whether you say le or al. And some poskim hold that there's no bracha at all. That's the last page in Choshen Mishpat. They have all the three shittas, whether no bracha at all, or you say bracha with le, or you say bracha with al. No, Maka is Zichra Mitzvah. Maka is Zichra Mitzvah. The Yom Shabbos, I think, the Rambam writes that you only recite the Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokam. On the Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaver, the Rambam writes a cloud that whenever Misakin a Bracha. That's what the Rishonim discuss. How come there's no Bracha? Wait, before you're about to give Tzedakah, how come there's no Bracha? So they give different suggestions in the Rishonim. So the Rambam writes that that's the cloud. Kirishonah b'mitzvahs of tzivonu, a bracha only applies when there's something unique. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. But to give a charity to the poor, the goyim can do that also. It's not so unusual. Chanukah, you're right. All unusual things. When you do something unusual that's clearly a mitzvah, shemarav l'amokim, then the chachom ha'mesakin, a bracha, kirishonah b'mitzvahs of tzivonu, there's something unique So the Klal Yisrael that we have a Kedushas Yisrael, that's Mechayiv us in these mitzvahs. But on a mitzvah, but on Machaveira, so the Rambam holds them in every Mechayiv Brochen. So the Pashto says that's why some hold that Makkah, the whole purpose of Makkah is that no one should get killed. So that's like a Ben Adam Machaveira. It's not really a Ben Adam Amokah. So that's why there's an opinion in Rishonim that no Brocha is recited at all. I think you're allowed to live in the house before Rosa. You're allowed to live
you're
in the house.
Violating,
you
got to
put
it.
You don't have to put
the
mitzvah to put a Makkah.
You wouldn't have to put it on assuming no one else lived in the house?
Right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes like that. In Hilchas Chalamoy, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Ritzvo and Moed Katan that if it's a roof that no one uses, then you're not Mechuyev.
It means a mitzvah in the Torah, so it gives the reason for it. And the reason doesn't apply, so you don't have to do the mitzvah?
When the Torah gives the reason, yeah. When the Torah gives the reason. When the Torah doesn't give the reason, then even when the reason, then you say, Lo yada shina time lekar, even when the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. Here the Torah gives the reason. V'asasim damim b'vei secham. There's another inyan here by in Yoni Purim that has shaykhis but other areas of halacha also. All the dinim in the Torah are interrelated. This sugi and Purim has to do with diras akum, kadiras beim, and erevin, and has to do with ayoras hamukafes chamos yishuv menun. When you learn this mesichta, it sheds light on other areas. There's another dinim here, the din of shalach monis. So the Gemara says you have to give two monis. What's the dinim of two monis? So the pashto says that this, the idea of shalach monis, the poskim say shalach monis should be from the suras Purim. You're supposed to give him part of your Suda's Purim. Let's say I invite somebody over to my home, and I give him a Suda's Purim, he eats by me. So the Pashto says, "En l'cho shalach monas gadol mizeh." That's the best shalach monas you can have. Some achrenim will mistapik the prima godim and the binyan sion and some others raised an issue. Maybe you're only yoytz shalach monas if you send out a shliach, because the Gemara, the pasuk says mishloach monas. Maybe if you give it in person, you're not yoytz. But the Pashtus and the Gemara is not so. The Pashtus and the Gemara is that if you give it directly, you also yoytze. So what if I have a guest over my home, and I give him, first he washes, and then he eats up the whole piece of challah. I give him a challah, he eats up the whole piece of challah. Then I give him the first course, fish, he eats up the whole fish. At the time he eats the fish, no more challah. Then I give him soup, at the time he drinks the soup, there's no more fish. And then after he eats up the whole soup, then I give meat. I don't give two pieces, I don't give two. I give flesh, he eats it all up. Then I give the chalent, he eats it all up. Every time I give, he eats it all up. He never had two monas b'vasachas. So some achronim on this topic to say that in the Hilchas Shabbos, by Moitzi, b'Shabbos, that the Gemara says the Malach of Hoitzoh has to have a shiur on Oichlemis, k'gregris. So what if you get Hoitzi, chatzi gregris, b'chazi b'hoitzi, chatzi gregris. So the Gemara says, if the first chatzi gregris is still kayam, when I do the Hoitzoh on the second chatzi gregris, then it's mitzvah. But if it got burnt up already, a person ate it, or an animal ate it up, it's consumed, so it doesn't exist anymore. When I do the second one, so then it won't be mitzvah. So achrayim, some achrayim, I'm misupik to say that some achrayim hilchas purim, the misupik to say that maybe here by the shalach monas, you would only be yotze if you have shnayim v'asachas. And others say, we mehechateisa, what are you talking about? Why does it have to be shnayim v'asachas? The din of shtei monos, shloch monos, Gemara says two monos, lot of echo, means you have to give him a sudas purim which has to have shnei tafshilin. What's the yisod din? Erev Tisha B'av by the suda mafsekes, you're not allowed to have shnei tafshilin. Why? Why are you not allowed to have? Because shnei tafshilin is a symbol of a suda chashuva. Right? A two-course meal is a chashuva meal. The shamay shita is when you make an erev tafshilin, you have to prepare in advance. So b'shamay said you have to have one of the different versions of b'shamay. One version is you have to have shnei tafshilin because you're preparing for Suda Shabbos. You want to show that you already began to prepare Suda Shabbos before Yontif, so whatever you're going to cook on Yontif is going to be a Hemshech. So Suda Shabbos is supposed to be a Suda Hashuva, should have Shnei Tafshilin, so you should begin the preparation of Shnei Tafshilin before Yontif begins, the Shnei Tafshilin. The Mishnah Psochem says you need Shnei Tafshilin by Pesach night on the Cairo. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the final maskan on Omid Beis there in Erev and Arvi Psochem is that the Shnei Tafshilin is Echad Zechel Pesach, Echad Zechel HaGiga. But until you get to that maskana, the Gemara was assuming that it's based on something else. The Gemara never explains what. So the Pashto says that that's what it's all about. The Shnei Tafshilin means that it's a Surah HaShuvah. And you have to eat the Shnei Tavshilim. Once you get to the Maskana, it's a Zeichel LePesach and a Zeichel LaChagiga. You don't have to eat it at all. We leave the broiled piece of flesh for the next night also. We don't eat it the first night. But according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't say Shnei Tavshilim is a Zeicher. So what was Shnei Tavshilim all about? So the Pashtus was, Dos Eisa Suda Chashuva, Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif. Suda Chashuva has to be Shnei Tavshilim. So that's the Pashtus over here. The whole idea of Shalach Manas is, I should have someone else participate in my Suras Purim along with me. I have all of my children there, so my children don't count. I didn't invite a guest. You have to have a guest who normally does not eat by you. So what do you have to give? You have to give them Shnei Tavshilim. You have to give. That's why the Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa has it, that if you give the mashkoes, you're not yotzei. Let's say I give a bottle of wine and a challah. So some poskim say that you're not yotzei because you only gave one meichel. So we have our Gemara on the last line on Zayin Amar Aleph going over to Talmud Beis. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Shodalei the Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, grandson of Rebbe. So on the last line on Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara quotes a story of Yehuda Nesiyah Shod Alei the Rabbi Shia Atma the Igla Tilta, a big piece of flesh, a big chunk of flesh, delicious piece of flesh, who grabbed the chamra and a big barrel of wine. So Shalach Lei, so he sends him back a letter. Kiyam Tabana Rabbeinim Shalach Manis Yishvei Matanas Lev Yayim. Givaldik, Givaldik. That's the way we have the Gersa. You were Yaitse both. Kill two birds with one stone. I'm a poor man. And you gave me so much, it's Shalach Manitz and it's Matanus Lav Yayim, and I appreciate it and I thank you very much. Rabbi Nachmanel has a different gear, so you look right on Norman Days on the top. So he sent them the big piece of flesh, the steak, with the barrel of wine. He said, Kiyamta Bonam Matanus Lav Yayim. Hoda Shalach Lei, then he sent them a challah and more. Then he said, okay, now you yate the Shalach Manitz also. So what was wrong the first time? He sent them a barrel of wine and a piece of flesh. So Achrenim discussed it on the bottom of the page. He points out the Rach had a different Girsa, and who else has the Menorahs Hamor had that Girsa, and the Shultz has that Girsa. The whole group of Pereshanim have a different Girsa in the Gemara. They point out. So what was the different Girsa? So that's what Achrenim said. Would appear from the Rabbeinu Hananel that the Shnei Tavshilim have to be courses of food, that the Mashkos are not oila, like it says in Hilchos Erev Tisha B'Av by Sudam Avsekis. You can drink as much as you want. The proper practice is to be Mamayit Bishti as well. But the Iker Isur of Shnei Tavshilin only applies to Tavshilin. Tavshilin means things that you eat. Let's say soup is also, we discussed many times, soup is a Maichel. I don't know. Fruit that usually we eat as a dessert, not as a Maichel. Savon died, he's not negating, he's not around anymore. He's not taking it with him.
But the children get this Yerusha because their father
The way that Rabbeinu Hananel has the Gerson, that for the purposes of Shnei Tavshilin, for the Shtei Monos, I'm asking about Osaka, like Challah, by the Surah Mafsekis, Erev Tisha B'Av. Strictly speaking, you can eat all the bread you want, you can drink all the mashkos you want, just you can't have Shnei Tavshilin. So when you say on Purim, let's say you have to daft fish and flesh, or soup and flesh, that you know, or a kugel in fish, that you're not yotze with a big challah and a big piece of flesh. So the Pashtus says you are yotze. The challah counts as one of the Shtei Monos, even on Hilchos Shnei Tavshilin. And Erev Tisha B'Av and Surah Mafsekis, as the challah doesn't count. It's not exactly the same. It doesn't have to be two courses in the meal, discounting the bread and discounting the mashke. So it could be that just like it's different when you get to the challah, so it could be it's different when you get to the wine also. So Rabbi Nachmanel has the gear so that the wine doesn't count.
Because of Shalach Lo Egel, the Gibel Kankan. So you send him the same thing. Send him another Egel. First, yeah,
how did you make it better? You sent them another piece of flesh that tasted slightly differently.
Bigger.
So that counts as Shnei Tavshilin. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Agabi Chiddush. The first step of the Rabbeinu Hananel is a Chiddush, and the second step, the second gear is also a Chiddush. Yeah? That's the Shalom. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that women are mechuyev in Mikra Megillah because afin haibi asanes. The Gemara never says beferish, well, the women are mechuyev in shalach manas. Yes, the women. There's but nothing to discuss. And Shulchan Aruch says that the women are mechuyev in all the mitzvahs ayam. Yeah. So the Ramah says like that. The women are mechuyev in all the mitzvahs ayam. Matanis lav yayim, shalach manas, and suras purim, everything. The women are mechuyev in everything. But Rabbi Kevega there on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Pri Chodosh, who wants the dingzach a little bit with the Ramah. He says maybe shteit beferish mishloch manas ish l'reyeu. So if it says ish, usually we darshan ish v'leish. The Gemara doesn't say a word over here. The Gemara doesn't darshan anything. So the Pri Chodosh darshan's on his own. He says it's obvious. It's screaming out to us. It's calling out to us. The pasuk says ish, so it means ish v'leish that women are not mechuyev. Others suggest perhaps to say like the Pri Chodosh without saying Akzeiras HaKosuv. You can give the Hezber very simply. When do you apply this cloud of Afin Habiyasanes that women are mechuyev just as men because Afin Habiyasanes? So the Pashtus is that it only applies in such a mitzvah where the whole nature and the essence of the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa. So Mikra Megillah I can understand. Thus says Pirsumei Nisa. I'm telling over the whole story of the Nes. But on the Shalach Manas, the Matanas Lavyanim, and the Sudeh, that does really tell over the story. These are mitzvahs that the Chachamim establish on the occasion of Purim. But it's not really the Farsemus on us. On the Mikra Megillah, say a bracha, Shoasan Nisim Lavisenu. You only say the bracha Shoasan Nisim with the essence and the nature of the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa. And the Shalach Manas Matanas Lavyanim, you don't have, you can't really say that it's Pirsumei Nisa. So one could perhaps say, like the Pri Chodesh, maybe women, and the Shulchan Aruch says women are mechuyev. But there's a makom to dingzach and say women should perhaps be potter. Or perhaps mitam acher, we pointed out that the Tosis in Sukkah and other places is bothered with a kasha. The Gemara has a separate pasuk to indicate that women are mechuyev in matzah. Kol sheyesh lemebal techel chametz, yesh lemekum echol matzah. Women, since they're not permitted to eat chametz, because it's a lois essay, even though it's man grama, so the women are just as obligated as the men are in achilas matzah. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Why do you need a separate pasuk to be megala to us that women are chuyev in achilas matzah? Why don't you simply say shiraf and habi esanes, and the male dishmi mechuyev the same as the men? So Tosis has several terutzim. So one of the famous terutzim of Tosis is that af and habi esanes only applies to mitzvahs derabbanan. It doesn't apply to any mitzvah derais. I but it applies over here by mikra megillah. So isn't mikra megillah like a din derais? So the answer is no. Mikra megillah is only derabbanan. It's not derais. So perhaps one could distinguish between mikra megillah as opposed to Shalach Manas, Matanas Lav Yerim, and Suda. That those three, Shalach Manas, Matanas Lav Yerim, and Suda, are called Dibri Kabbalah, because they are recorded in Megillah says that says Yimuchayiv to do this. Mashenik and Mikra Megillah never really says Beferish in the Megillah or anywhere in Tanakh that you have to lay in the Megillah. We know that you have an obligation to lay in the Megillah. The Gemara says it's alluded to. Hayalam Hayla Nizkorim and Asim. The word Nasim, the word Nizkorim, is referring to the Kriyas HaMegillah. But since it doesn't say Beloshin Sivrei, so that's why there are many poskim who claim that that Mikra Megillah is only Midir Rabbanon. It's not called Dibre Kabbalah. You only call something Dibre Kabbalah to Dibre Tere Danyan if it's written in Tadach Beloshin Sivrei. So one could perhaps say, along the lines of Tosis, one could say that perhaps women are Mechuyev in Mikra Megillah because it's only the Rabbanon. And by the Rabbanon, you can say Afin Hadi Esanes. But by a Din Deraisa or a Dibre Kabbalah, that the Dinder Rabbanon, which is recorded in Tanakh, Loshim Siva, the Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah Damyon, so then perhaps we will not apply the principle of Afin Hoi B'Esanah. So maybe there's a mockum to say again, like the Pri Chodesh, B'Lav Mitame, that women should be Pater from Matanas Lav Yainim, Sharach Manas, and Sudas Purim, because it says Mangroma, and you can't say Afin Hoi B'Esanah, because it's like a Deraisa, Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah Damyon, Dibre Megillah is not the Dibre Kabbalah. So since it's only a plain Dinder Rabbanon, so then you can say Afin Hoi B'Esanah. But on those that are doing Kabbalah, maybe you treat it like a din deraisa, and you cannot apply anyway. But the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch Netzach, the Ramah paskens that the women are just as obligated as the men are in all of the mitzvahs hayom, not only regarding the Mikra Megillah. Taisis points out that there's a problem regarding the Kriyas HaTorah and Purim, that the Kriyas HaTorah only consists of 9 sukkim, and the Gemara says when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a minimum of 10 sukkim. So the Mechaber writes that you have to lean over, that's what I'm doing, they lean over the 9th pasuk a second time. And it turns out that they read 10 psukim. They didn't read 10 different psukim. They read 10 psukim, they read the 9th pasuk twice. And the Ramah says that the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that we follow Tosis. So the Tosis says no need to read over the 9th pasuk a second time. The whole reason why you need 10 psukim is that you should finish in Indian. So this is Shalom in Yonam. That's how the Rav once gave an explanation. He said that Takanas Chachamim was that every aliyah should consist of a minimum of three psukim, and the whole Kriyas HaTorah should consist of a minimum of 10 psukim. Not enough, 9 should be 10. Why? So he said, and if you give an aliyah only two psukim, sometimes it'll come out that you didn't even begin anything. He said, so you didn't even begin, you didn't even scratch the surface yet. You're just warming up, you never even said what the topic is. Sometimes you only begin the topic in the third pasuk. So the Takanas Chachamim was that every aliyah should at least begin in England, and the whole Kriyas HaTorah Dechlalusa should touch. You can have a whole parsha in the Chumash that has 50 psukim, but once you finish 10 psukim, you will have already completed the chunk. So if it's already shalom and yonah, if it's ready, the whole thing is all finished in 9 psukim. So there's no need for 10. The whole reason for 10 is that you should complete it in it. That's how we assume. But the Mechaber quotes such a day that when you're laying over the ninth pasuk twice, that was a big day in Rishon, and that's called 10. That's when you're laying Parsha Zachar, so the Mishnah Berurah recommends that you should lay it over. Parsha Zachar has three psukim. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you lay it over the left pasuk to read it one zechem, to read it one zechem. So Shneramah, you said the Parsha says that the correct pronunciation is zecher. It's a big pellet, the whole, what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that it's zecher, the whole thing is that it's not to be understood. I remember years ago, before the Mishnah Berurah was so popular, I never remember, by davening by Baal HaMatim, I never remember ever hearing an issue that they laid over twice. But now that the Mishnah Berurah became so popular in all the yeshivas, everybody sends their children to yeshivas and they learn Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you learn twice, and a lot of shuls they learn the pasuk twice. But you're marviach by learning twice, because the Gemara says in the Gemara that an aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim each aliyah. But if you have three aliyahs, you have to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So one of the three aliyahs is going to have four psukim. The Gemara says the one who gets the four psukim is no ula, it's mishnah. It's better to have an aliyah of four psukim than to have an aliyah of three psukim. So when you get whoever gets Parsha Zohar only has three psukim. So if the lay over one of the psukim twice, so that's a four psukim, like the Mechaber says, if you have 9 psukim, lay over one pasuk twice. So you have 10 psukim. There doesn't have to be 10 different psukim, so there doesn't have to be 4 different psukim. If you lay over one pasuk twice, so constant, you lay 4 psukim. The Torah Tanima writes in his autobiography that they were the victim of Malcha Levi Epstein, the whole family. The Epsteins were the victim. He writes that his father's brother, his uncle, was only nothing when he got an aliyah on the tiny stream, when he got the lady to set him aliyah. So he only let him 3 psukim for the lady. Then he told Gertz 15 psukim. Yeah. Then he felt very bad. Why should I only get 3 psukim? So he refused to take the Bachar Shabbat Salamu. Then Balkoi would give him 3 psukim. I'm not going to take the lady another person. He's not cheating me. So he got another 4 psukim. What does he need? So I'm not even for. But there's a difference between 3 and 4. And Moses said, come over. And number one than 3. So he said, I want to get Mula also. The Queen got Mula. Actually, she's going to get Mula. I wanted Mula also. It's a chorus. How about three? Because it's a three. It's an aliyah three. An aliyah four. What is that? And one of the three aliyahs should have four.
One of the three aliyahs should
have four. That's what he claims based on the Gemara. The Gemara tells him the Agadah to the first time when they discuss the Holy Jewish. The Gemara has a 10 block of Agadah running through the Pesukim. We get a first. The Gemara says that when Vashti refused to show up, and another half of started to know.
What does she do over here?
Should it be back in the forest over here? The first thing is on heaven. The Yiddish Rabbanim, what should they do? So they told him, Yom Shachar Rechem,
the Shulgol, they
were saying, you know, we don't have any issue about that, and it cannot be done here in the Fosha.
Yes.
One of the Goyim. The Goyim, how can I get a Goyim in the Fosha? Yes, the Goyim, and they decided, yeah, give them in the Fosha. So they state, different state, and I trust them, well, yeah, they should do it, and the death penalty. The Shulgol, I'm interested, not only does the Allah say that we're not permitted to be done here in the Fosha, the Goyim, 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 the
Felt like Beis Shammai that Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid because the Shliach is a Baldavar, but not only can he not serve as an Eid, he cannot serve as a member of the Bezin either. So what Shaykh to say, let the Shliach serve as one of the members of the Bezin. If the din would be Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid, so who had the name Ein Shaliach Nasa Dayan? A Baldavar. Ein Shliach Nasa Eid is because the Shliach is a Baldavar, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, according to Beis Shammai. So Ein Shaliach Nasa Dayan either. So we're trying to stay over here, we're trying to explain why Bifnei Shnayim. Why is the one Shita Bifnei Shnayim? Because the Shliach can serve with the Rabbanon, Eid Nasadayim. But he's the Shliach. Forget about Eid. He's the Shliach. He's a Baldova. How can he? So that's what Mar says, no. Shliach Nasa Eid, we pass him like Bishilo. Shliach is Nasa Eid. means that Shliach is not the Baldova. Shliach is not the Baldova. However, you'll explain the Sila. We gave the Tupsha. Shliach Naseh. So since he's not a Baldova, so then he's kosher. Maybe he's kosher to serve as a dying. Or maybe I'll say, no, Ain't Naseh dying. It's a different issue. Maybe Ain't Naseh dying, maybe Ain't Naseh dying. That could be perhaps a very kosher shot. The Yoyge Shlaimar, maybe you don't even need it. Maybe you don't, like the Rav always used to make the joke. The Chassidish Rebbe was saying Torah on Parshas Lech Lecha by Shalva Shudas. They said, how come it says Lech Lecha with two big chesen? So there was somebody listening, a chassid was listening, so he said, first of all, it's two chops, it's not a chesen. Secondly, it's not big letters, it's regular letters. So he said, that's one teretz. Rajesh Shleimar, he used to make fun when the boys, when he would ask Kakash and Shir, and the boys would say fancy teretz, and so he said, no, he wants posh of shot. It's not even Rajesh Shleimar, you don't need anything else, very posh. So it could be that what we just said now is mamish pashup shah. Shaliach Naseh means if you would have held like the Shammai, that ain't Shaliach Naseh, so ain't Shaliach Naseh dying either. So he's a Baldova. The only thing I'm not sure if that's what Rashi said. Rashi writes, Geh, the Shaliach Naseh, Hachanami, Eid Naseh dying. Rashi doesn't say, Geh, the Shaliach Naseh, Shaliach Naseh dying. You get the impression that that's not what Rashi is. Maybe that's what Rashi meant. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Why couldn't they say from the second part that the first part of it is Kiyom HaShtar? For Kiyom HaShtar, there is no argument that he can be the Shlishi in Beit Din. Once he is Shlishi in Beit Din, it's a merely functional thing that he's the aid of giving over the Shtar and all the Mekuyim in the Beit Din. There's no more double because the primary effect of the whole message was Kiyom HaShtar. They're the questioning, the accepting of the Bezdin. Once the Bezdin, it basically is only a Shaliach from the Bezdin to the issue. Because he didn't give us a get until it was Mekuyim, the Shtar was Mekuyim. Once the Shtar Mekuyim, the Bezdin had authority over authorizing the get and not.
This is good, but I don't think it explains the Lashon HaGemara. I don't think it explains the Lashon HaGemara. That's the Shaila. How do you explain the Lashon HaGemara? So what you can say perhaps is the following. There is a famous Tosis in Bava Kama Tzadik Amud Beis. On the left-hand side of the Gemara, they give you all of the cross-references. All of the places and shots where this sugya appears. Eid Naseh Dayin, Eid Naseh Dayin. So there's a famous Tosis in Bava Kama Tzadik Amud Beis takes over the whole Amud Beis, the whole column. Tosis gives three Makoiris for this din. Where is this din learned out from? Where does it say Ein Eid Naseh Dayin? We gave the description by Kiddush HaChodesh for Ul Bayom, for Ul Balal. That's the Gemara has all the dinim. But where is the Mokar? Tosis says, where does it say in Chumash? The Gemara assumes it's such a din. So Tosis gives three Makoiris. The one is Amokar, it's by Yerusha, Shtei Vayv Yom Achila, Banov, wow, a whole drasha. Then Tais has another Makar, it's Eidishat Yochel Azina. Fantastic pshat. And the Tais has a pilpul on top of the Tais, fantastic, agabi fantastic. And then Tais has a third pshat, very balabatish. V'yomdu shnei ho'anoshim asher lohem hariv lifnei Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, v'yomdu shnei ho'anoshim asher lohem hariv lifnei Hashem. So how do you translate that Pasuk? V'yomdu shnei ho'anoshim means the tadeh and the nitzvah. I bring you to a dentar, I say, yeah. You stole $100 from my shop and I want you to give me back. And you say you didn't steal. So that's Yom Dushnei Onashim, the Teveh and the Nitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Rashi and Taisa say, and sometimes you can have more than two Balidvar. Why does it say Yom Dushnei Onashim? Remember there's a Balabas in Washington Heights told me that he remembers his father used to... And the plane landed in another community on Shabbos at the airport. And apparently somebody tipped off the newspaper and then they took a picture of the rabbi from Washington Heights walking down the plane. How do you know? I said, how do you know? Maybe it's on Wednesday night. But that's what they claimed. They printed the picture in the newspaper where the rabbi was walking off of the plane on Friday night when it landed on Shabbos. So the Balabatim wanted to fire their rabbi, Michal Shabbos. He went on the plane. So they all came to this Satmar Adayin in Williamsburg. So around 150 Balabatim came to the Dintara. 150 Balabatim came with the rabbi. So that's where Rashi and Tosis say, what do you mean, V'yom d'shneho anoshim? Hashelah hemariv is hatavei v'nitva. You can have 151 Baladinim. Who says it's two? So why does it say V'yom d'shneho anoshim? It must be Eidid. Of course, it must be referring to Eidid. Edom, he can also have 100. But Edom is the halacha says, two Edom is enough. So how do you attach the pasuk? V'yomdu shnehu anoshim eluhu Edom. Asher lahem hariv elu bali dinim. You read it as if it says, v'asher lahem hariv. The halacha says that when the Edom give the haggadah, say to the bezin, they have to stand in the presence of the bezin who sits. The minig is that the bezin is meichel on the covet. Taisus right in Shavuot. The minig is that the bezin is meichel on the covet, and they tell the baladinim, we give you permission to sit, and they tell the eidim that we give you permission to sit. We give everybody permission to sit. Usually the batadinim, they don't even do that. Usually when they come to a din teres, everybody sits down right away. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Chayshemish, but that's not right. He says that they have to stand first, the Baladinim have to stand, and the Bezin says, we hereby give you permission to sit. And the Edom have to stand, and then the Bezin has to say, we hereby give you permission to sit. Very often when you have a Din Torah, the Baladinim come and they sit down right away. So the Bezin has to tell them, we want you to please stand up. And then when they stand up, then they say, we give you permission to be seen. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's the Din Torah, they don't do it right. Most of the Din Torah, they don't observe that day. So that's how the Gemara darshans. Yeah, that's how they're doing the Goyish Kos. Goyish Kos, they follow the Aruch HaShul.
Goyish Kos. Get permission to sit down. The judge walks in.
So the Gemara darshans the pasuk v'yamdu shnei ha'anashim asher lahem hariv, as if it were written with above v'yamdu shnei ha'anashim v'asher lahem hariv. V'yamdu shnei ha'anashim elohu edim. The edim have to stand. V'asher lahem hariv. The baladinim, however many, can have 151 baladinim also. You're not adding. You read it as if it's written with a semicolon, with a comma. Yom Nishna Anoshim, comma, Hashem Hariv, comma, Lifnei Hashem. It's not read together. It's not one phrase. We read it as if.
See the club, maybe it's a couple short.
Could be. And then you say. So this fellow, Mr. Katz told me this story. So he told me that he said they came into the house and he had to leave. He went to college. His father was a dying assassin, he went to college. He's in business now. So he says he went to college for 3 hours, he came back 11:30, he says they were all still there. All 151 people, they were all still there. I think they fired the rabbi, no? They fired the rabbi.
Retired.
Yeah. Retired? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk.
What should he have done?
Not get off the plane.
So this pasuk
is the marker for the din that Dayan be yeshiva ubalidin be eidim b'amidim. V'yom doshnei ha'anoshim refers to the eidim. Asher lahem hariv refers to the baladin. Lifnei Hashem means in front of bezin, because Elokim needs about das kel. It doesn't mean the shechina. I mean, they stand in front of the Dayanim who are seated, and they have the Hashras Hashchina helping them. So that's the marker of this din. So Tosfos says the third Pshat, Tosfos and Tzadik on the base, and Bava Kama gives three opinions. What is the marker of the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan when they get the din of their eyes? So the Gemara always throws around the idea, mine never gives a marker. So they give three Shittas, and this is the third marker. That since the Pasuk says, V'yam Nishna Anash, Mashallah Harim, Lifnei Hashem, Vice says they have to be separate people. The Baladinim are separate, and the Dayanim are separate, and the Edom are separate. Everybody should be separate. So from the Mashmas HaPasuk, it sounds like you can't mix the roles, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, one who serves as an Eid, one who serves as an Eid Amid. In this case, can I turn around later on to serve as a Dayan to judge on this case? So one could perhaps say that that's what the Gemara is driving at over here. What's the reason for Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai hold Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid, because he's the Baldover? What do you mean the Baldover? Because he's the Balamaisi, he's giving over the get, he's giving over the Kesef Kiddushin. How can you say that he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, the Maisa Gerushin, and he should serve as an Eid? You have to have separate people. The Balamaisi is one person, and the Eidim are different people. You have to have separate roles. So perhaps that's what the Gemara is driving at. Kihechi, like Rashi said, just like the din is like Beis Hillel, that you don't require separate roles, that there is no, even though in the Mashmoris should be, Shliach should really be someone different from the Eidim, no? He's doing the Maisa Kedushin, he's going to turn around and serve as an Eid. So just like we don't pass like Beis Shammai, Kihechi, just like we pass like Beis Hillel, Kihechi, the Shliach Nasa Eid, Achanami Eid Nasa Dayin, you don't have to have separate, there's no such requirement that you have to have
separate people serving in every slot. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe the first pshat. Maybe it's more simple, the first pshat that we said. That once you hold shaliach nasa eid, memele means it's not about dovas, and then the shliach could be nasa dying also. Maybe that's the only thing they're driving at. You need step one to say the shliach nasa eid, that the shliach is nishkin baldova. If the shliach is a baldova, of course you cannot turn around to serve as one of the dying. Maybe that's all it means. Maybe that's all it means. Anyway, but it's a little unclear. That line is a little unclear. But that's the gist of the Gemara. No, come on. So the Gemara says again, just to review, we're not going to go back again to the Gemara. The Shliach Loilocha has to say, b'fananechtam, and it's a kiyum mashtar l'choladeis. Everybody holds like Rava. Rabbi Islay the Rava. Everybody's masking that you need b'fananechtam for the purpose of kiyum mashtar. Kiyum mashtar, you need a bezna shloisha. So everybody should agree in each loisha, everything more name. Shliach, the shliach should be mitzaref to serve as one of the three members of the bezna. I, derech klal, we paskin, ein eid naaseh dayan. So how can he serve as one of the three members? The answer is no. Kim shtar is only the rabbanon. With respect to dinim the rabbanon, like kim shtar is, he say, eid naaseh dayan. That's okay. So it's not good, other rabbi, let it be good, bishnayin. Let's say bishnei shnayin. So why does anybody hold bishnei shloisha? We have to make a light plug, because sometimes Hoisha Atma Mevia is Gita, sometimes Isha Mevia is Aget, sometimes a Korah maybe, whatever. So in that case, for sure you need three people other than the Shliach. So maybe they made a light plug. That's the whole Gemara. That's the whole Gemara.
Maybe the difference between the Sham and Beisil is the question of whether the Shliach is a Balgal or a Balmaisis. It's as simple as all that.
Right, that the Sham I hold that the Baal HaMaiseh is called the Baldova. But Beishamai we understand. The Baal HaMaiseh, the Shliach is the Baal HaMaiseh, and the Baal HaMaiseh is the Baldova. Shabbos, what did Beisilov disagree about? Which Nekudah? Did they hold?
He's a Baldova.
No, Shliach says he's kosher. Beishamai holds, Beisilov holds that he's kosher. So that's still the Machloik is my time in the Beisilov. The Gemara never explains. Beisilov holds that definition is not correct. The Baal HaMaiseh is not a Baldova. Oh, they mask him. No, the Baal HaMaiseh is the Baldova, but the Shliach is not even the Baal HaMaiseh. Technically, he did the Maiseh of giving over the get, but Al-Pidin, it relates back to the Chassan. So Al-Pidin, the Chassan is the Baal HaMaiseh. That's the Machlokes in Chashem Mishpat. What if the man who made the Tzavo, is he called the Baldova or not? He's certainly the Baal HaMaiseh. The whole issue is, what was the Tzavo that he made? He's clearly the Baal HaMaiseh. The Shadid, does that make him the Baldova? And the nafkamin is, are those who are craving to him, are they craving to the Baldova or not?
Even if the issue of the Shaliyah, the Shaliyah,
if what? For sure she can't be there.
She cannot
be in there, for sure not. Nisha is not kosher, like no. That's for sure not. Okay, that's the machlok. The same for an echtav she can. No, for that aid is the same for an echtav. That's good. Oh yeah, the same for an echtav. That's for sure. Yeah. But she cannot serve as an aid with kiyum adover on the nesinas aged.
Yeah. So there is a difference between shem
nasa
aid and aid
nasa
shem
nasa.
No, Shliach
Nasaid means the Shliach can serve as an aid on the Kiddushin. The Shliach serves as an aid on the Kimadov on the Get, not on the Mefana and Echta. That's a separate thing. So that's the Machloikis. Okay, fine. So we learned that's the Machloikis between Rabbi Yechanan and who? And Rabbi Chanina,
yeah.
Whether b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha.
Yeah.
So the Gemara wants to know who's right. How do you pass? Who's right? Whether b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha? Gemara says Tani Kabbas Rabbi Yechanan. You have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan. This is interesting because Tosis has in a few places in the Gila, Tosis says we have a klal halachic Rabbi Yechanan neged b'nei doro. Rabbi Yechanan v'shlokish. Rabbi Yechanan wins. In three cases, we pass my Gershlok. Rav Rabbi Yechanan Allah Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan Allah Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with one contemporary of his neged b'nei dora, he wins. If it's two against one, if it's a Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yechanan, so two against one, so he loses. Except for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When it's Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so then Rabbi Shua ben Levi wins. Here it's Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yechanan wins.
Rabbi Yechiel wins, because the Gemara says Tanya Kavase. The Gemara has a brayse, Tanya Kavase Shtei B'Ferush Hazeh. Yeah, that is Bifnei Shnayim, no? Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yechiel, Hamei B'Get Nidin Seyan and Son Allah. Excuse me, this is Rav Chanina. You're right. This is Rav Chanina. I mixed up the two cases. You're right. Has nothing to do with that. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yechiel, there's a brayse that supports Rabbi Yechiel. He's going to win anyway. Without the Tanya Kavase, he's going to win anyway. Allah Rabbi Yechiel Nagid Bnei Dor. Okay, you don't even need it. So the Gemara says Tanya Kavase, there's Taka brayse that says Beferish. I may be getting in his Hayam. So the Shlich is supposed to say Befana Nechtam, as he's about to give the get to the Isha, he forgot. When the son of Loi gave the get, the Loyama Loi Befana Nechtam, what do you do? So there's a Machlekes HaTanai. So Reb Meir holds Yotzi v'Havlad Mamzer. What do you mean Yotzi? Why does the Baal have to get, why does the second husband have to get divorced from the Isha? Because since the get was not kosher, so she's an Eish Tish, she's being mizdanim with the Rabbanu. With the Rabbanu, she's still an Eish Tish to the first husband. So she's living with the second husband like an Eish Tish is inso. An Eish Tish is inso, kishem sasura la Baal, kachasura la Baal. So even if the Baal will give her another get, even if the Shliach will save her from an Echta, so that Ganesh tells him, because she's a Seita asura la Baal, a Yotzi. Nothing, there's no way to straighten out. If she already lived with the second husband. If he just didn't say before an echtav and he's nothing still around and she didn't live with the second husband yet. So let the shliach give again, let him say before an echtav. But we're talking, she's already living with the second husband, so Rav Meir holds, it's farfal. He has to get divorced, he's never allowed to live with, and the new husband is never allowed to marry her again, because it's a seitan, the children that shall happen the second husband will be mamzer in the rabbanu, not minatera, be mamzer in the rabbanu. The Chachamim and the Chacham disagree, no. Ein avlad mamzer. It can't be a mamzer. So we discussed a little bit. No, we discussed what the machlokes is.
No.
The Chachamim hold it's not Yotze either. The Chachamim say you have to give the, you have to say before an echtav. Kolzman, you don't say before an echtav. The second husband is not allowed to live with the wife. It's takanation. You treat it as if it were an eshes tishma de rabbanon. But even after they're living for 5 years together, and we chap it, we realize that he didn't say before an echtav, and we tell the shliach, give the get again, and say before an echtav. So now she will be allowed to live with the second husband. We wouldn't say yoytzi. Doesn't mean b'di'evit the get is good without before an echtav. No, even b'di'evit it's not good without before an echtav. But once he'll say before an echtav, you won't say yoytzi.
And all the children from previous will be all right.
And the children, even if he won't say b'fan an echtav, even if he never says b'fan an echtav, it won't be a blood mamzer. So what's the machlekes whether have blood mamzer or not? So we discussed a little bit already. How do you determine when is the child a mamzer and when is not? When, what makes the child a mamzer? So there are different opinions among the Tanakh. 3, 4, 5, 6 sheets in the Gemara, Ksubis and Yevam, different sheets. How do we paskin? We paskin like the Tana and Yevam is Shimon HaTemani. Shimon HaTimni. I don't know if he's a Taimani or Shimon HaTimni from the city Timnas. So the Shimon, it's not the famous of Shimon, Ananda Tana, Shimon. So we pass on Shimon HaTimni that the Vlad is only a mamzer from a Chavi Krisi. It's Abual Eshisish, it's an Isikor, it's Abual Imo, Abual Bito, Abual Choysoi. Then the Vlad is a mamzer. With the one exception of Anida, Abual Anida, even though Anida is an Isikor, Igmar Lo Zafim and Pasuk, that's an exception to the rule, the Vlad is not a mamzer. So that's the Pashta says that that's what determines whether the Vlad is a mamzer, depends on Chavi Krisi. So what's going to be over here? The Shliach Lo Hiloche gave the get to the Isha and he didn't say Befanai Nechta. So is there going to be an Issa Kares? The whole thing is only with the Rabbanu. How can it be an Issa Kares? So that's what the Chachamim say. How can you say a Vlad mamzer? It can't be a Vlad mamzer, there's no Kares. So my time in the Rav Meir. The Gemara asks, my time in the Rav Meir, Frag the Gemara, skip a few lines. We'll get back to what we're skipping is very important. Very, very important. More important than what we skipped before. We'll get back. The Gemara asks, the line begins with Rav Meir, 2 lines later. Rav Meir, Mishum Dalam, Fananachtav, Yetzir, Avlad Mamzer. How can it be Avlad Mamzer? It doesn't make any sense. A Mamzer has to be by Chavi Krisis. There's no chorus with the Rabbanon. What are you going to say with the Rabbanon? There's chorus. The Gemara says in Gittin, later in Gittin, the Gemara says, there is no such thing as chorus with the Rabbanon. And with the Gemara, and yes, this is Rameh Shita, the Omer Rav Hamnuna Mishmei Du'ula, Rav Hamnuna said name of Ula, Omer Hay Rameh, Rameh Fleg Al Molzog, Kol HaMashan Mbesh Tovacham Begitten, Yoytzi Vavlad Mam. That's Rameh Shita. He doesn't answer the question. The question, how can it be? How can it be a Vlad Mamzer? If there's no Kores?
It's still the question.
If there's no Koris, what's the answer?
The Koris is only they can make...
You have Mamzim in the Rabbonim. You have Mamzim in the Rabbonim. Yeah, Abada means a Mamzim in the Rabbonim. Abada is only a Mamzim in the Rabbonim. Doesn't have to be a chayv krisis.
Never chayv krisis. Never.
It can be a chayv krisis.
So that's the question. So how can it? So what is it?
It looks like.
Yeah, but we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need chayv krisis. The different shikus and tanoi. We pass like Shimon Atimani. That it depends on avlad mams. It depends on chayv krisis alti pashtos. So that's the shaila. What do you say? So you could say the pshat is like this. Could be. You can say a lot of shot. The only problem is that there's a Gemara in Bavamit. You see, it says on the side, Bavamit Zion Nun Hamadays. The Gemara in Bavamit Zion Nun Hamadays makes a Lishitasai. That's absolutely not to be understood. Wasfah Lishitasai has nothing to do with anything. The Gemara quotes this obscure din, has nothing to do with getting divorced. There's a din if a truma you give to a kohen and the kohanim eat the truma. What if a person is nishkin kohen eats the truma, a levi or Yisrael eats the truma? So you have an avera. How bad is the avera? Misa b'day shamayim. A zar she'ochal truma is misa b'day shamayim. That's only if he eats the truma of the mezi. What if he eats the truma of the shege? You don't get misa b'day shamayim, but there's still a punishment. A zar she'ochal truma b'shege has to give kerem v'chaydish. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos and Daf Samach Tes, the Gemara says in Paraklav Gadol, that just like one who is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, if a person Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid, he's Chayv Koros. A person, let's say, eats Chela V'Dam, B'Mezid, he's Chayv Koros. Eat Chametz B'Pesach, eat on Yom Kippur, B'Mezid, he's Chayv Koros. If you do anything B'Shegeg, you're Chayv Chatos. What's the Klal? Zeh HaKlal. Kol Shez Dona Koros, Shegivas HaChatos. So the Gemara makes an equation. Chaimish is to Misa B'day Shamayim what Chatas is to Koris. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Lashon Gemara, that's not my language. The Gemara makes such a technical statement. When a person violates an Avera B'Shegig, which if he would have done it B'Mezid, he would have been Chayv Koris. So if he violates the Avera B'Shegig, he has to bring a Korban Chatas to get a Kapara. So just like the chatos is for the purpose of getting kapara for an avera, which if it would have done amazing, would have had korei. Similarly, the chaimish that you add, if you ate truma b'shegeg, you add chaimish, that's for the kapara for doing an avera, that if you would have done it amazing, it would have been misa b'day shamayim. That's what the Gemara makes a statement. So the Gemara has there a shaila. So the Gemara has in Maseches, well, the Mitzio, Nun Hamen Beis, the following shaila. What if you have the mind? The Mai means like this. I go to Eretz Yisrael, I go to a store, and the man who's selling the food swears on a stack of Sifrei Torah that it's Gemaisis. He took out the Truma, the Mice, everything is Kashal Mahajan. But I don't know, he's an Amoritz. An Amoritz means he's not so medactic. So Minatera the din is Eidechanem and Beisurim. And Minatera the din is that Rov Amiho Oretz Arma Asrinhem. So there's nothing to worry. Rashi writes in Bobin Seer two reasons why you don't have to worry. Rav Amar's Masrinhein, and Eidechonem and Visur. Abba Midirabban on the Tanoi made a gzera that he's not allowed to buy from an Amorit. He's not allowed to buy. He may buy from an Amorit, but you have to be mafresh. You have to treat it as if it were a tevil. So what if I bought the Mai from an Amorit? So the Mishnah is very complicated. Gemara's going to make a Lishitasa over here. A Lishitasa Rav Meir by the Get, by the Fonanachta, is a Lishitasa to this case. Dafin Chashtein, what's a Lishitasa? So the Gemara says, what if I bought the Mai from an Amhor? So what do I have to be mafish? So the Gemara says in the end of Saito, Truma de Womedaktik. The Amhor is Womedaktik, they're not going to start up a Truma. Because Truma, they know that it's Misa B'day Shemaim, they're not going to start up. And it's a small amount also, but the Gemara says because it's Misa B'day Shemaim, so they don't want to mess around with that. So the Truma de Womafish, but the Maiserisha.
How do they know that it's
Chumash, no. Amoritz doesn't mean Amoritz. The Amalek Amoritz in Chumash. It just means they're not some adaptive. Yeah, it means they're not some adaptive. So the Truma, yeah.
So the Truma, the Gemara says they checked. The Gemara says in the last daf and say that they checked. They saw the Truma, they roll up to heat. And the Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, not so medactic about that. So when I buy the Mai from the Amar, it's after me mafish Maisa Rishon. From the Maisa Rishon, you have to give Maisa Min HaMaisa and give Trumas Maisa and give that to the Kohen. And the Maisa Min HaMaisa that we call Trumas Maisa has the same status as Truma Gedolah. So now we're getting to our Shaila. A person is Nishkin Kohen, goes ahead and eats the Shogeg, the Trumas Maisa shall deny. Does he have to give Chomesh or not? If he Azar, Nishkin Kohen, he eats Chale, he eats Truma, he eats Bikurim, he eats Maisa Min HaMaisa, that's Deraisa. How about you give Kerem Chomesh? That's the din, they're all four the same din. Chale, Bikurim, Truma, and Trumas Maisa. Maisa Min HaMaisa, all Truma, all Shem Echad. And if a Zar eats it, the Mezid is Misa V'dei Shemayim. If a Zar eats it, B'Shoikeg has to give Kerem Chomesh. What if he eats Maisa Min HaMaisa shall deny B'Shoikeg? Does he have to be Maisa Chomesh or not? So the Gemara says that's a machlekes Rab Meir and the Rabbanan l'shitasam by b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. So Gemara and Bob Metzia, Nishkin Zoya. So Gemara and Bob Metzia, how is that the shitasam? So the Pasha Pshat perhaps is based on that Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara said you achayev chaymesh by Zashach HaTshumah b'shegeg as a kapore for the having done the aver of b'shegeg, that if you would have done it b'mezeg, it would have been misa b'dei shemayim. Shailus, what misa b'dei shemayim? By demai, it's only the Rabbanon, the Natar, it's het gomor. How can you talk about misa b'dei shemayim? So how can Rab Meir say that you need chaymesh? So the same thing over here, how can he say ablad mamza? In order to be ablad mamza, you have to have misa koreis. There is no koreis, so the answer is they both share the same thing in common. In both cases, what you have is a shaila, is it tevel or not? You have a shaila, is the get written lishma? Let's say according to Rabbi, is the get written lishma? You have a shaila deraisa, if the get is not lishma, and if it's tevel, then it's a nisa deraisa, nisa v'dei shemayim and koreis. And this shaila, we have a psak on the level of deraisa. You go basaroi, roma, or it's masrin hain, and you go basaroi, roi, safir, the dynamic, migmiri, you go the kula. Midirabana, they said, we should be choshish lemiyuta by the Yami Ha'aretz, we should be choshish lemiyuta by the Sefer, then maybe it was written shaloi the Shema, and maybe the Amoritz was not mafrish the Maisrin. So when they said that midirabana, you have to be choshish lemiyuta, do you consider it midirabana? Minatera is muta.
Yeah.
But do you consider it midirabana as if we're back where we started again? It's a sveka deraisa. So since it's a sveka deraisa, we treat it midirabana as if you have a sofik koris. And we treat it midirabana as if you have a sofik misa b'dei shamayim by the tevel. So the mele, the vlad, will be a sofik mamza. According to the tzad, that is, that midirabana, I say this koris, there really is no koris, halacha maisa. But midirabana, did they say that you revert back to treat it as if it were an Issa Koris, so then it should be Avlad Mamza. And then it's Lashitasai. You had a Shaila Deraisa, which was Oizgi Paskant on the level of Deraisa based on the Roy. But the Rabbanon, they said, not the Falozach on the Roy. They said, you have to be Choshish Lemiyutos, so you have to be Chosh. Maybe there's Misa B'dei Shemai. So Zar Shoichla has to be Maisiv Chemish. That's perhaps the Pashib Shah. The Pashib Shah. The only thing is that many Rishonim hold that that's not right. So they have to give another Pshah. There are three, four ways to understand this Lashitasai. Then if you really have time, the Yerushalmi throws in another Lishitosa. There's a Machlek Zameh and Rabbanah by Ksamim. And the Yerushalmi says that that's also Lishitosa. Rabbi Kiveger Anide quotes that Yerushalmi. The three-way Lishitosa, by B'fana Nechtav, and by Chumat Maisa Shaldamai, and by Ksamim. So that you already, that... there are a few Pshotim. There are a few Pshotim. Okay. We'll stop.
Yeah,
next week bring along a Gemara Megillah, we'll learn in Yom Kippur.
You're right. I'll go.